call a July 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
I'm here.
Commissioner Leone?
Here.
It is.
I sit corrected. Today's the 6th.
Trying to
Where were we?
Commissioner Over Haley?
There. Here.
Assistant City Engineer Arnold?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise, take your hats off, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I normally don't do that, but there's so many of you in it, it's going to get warm. So there's a technique here. We could take all the other items first and then come back to the school, and you'll be all either hot and leave or being hot and upset. Let's do that first. In your packet, item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of June 22nd. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Commissioner Haley.
I'm sorry, page 2, under item C3, second last paragraph, the sentence ends with, on voice vote, all voted aye, motion carried 410. One of those isn't right. Either it wasn't unanimous.
Mayor, there was a no vote, and staff will correct that.
500.
No, there was a no vote.
I just wanted to see that verbiage.
So the aye will be stricken. Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Hogan, you made the motion.
With the correction?
Yep. And who seconded?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go on to item C1, a public hearing continuation for the Forest Park Middle School new building and the associated parking lot construction. Let's do the reintroduction, Joel, because we've got a crowd.
I'll do a short one, and you can do a longer one. As you may recall, this is a continuation of the public hearing from the last meeting. At the last meeting, there were two related items. One was the site plan, which was approved by the Plan Commission with a number of conditions, and the Natural Resource Special Exception, which is, again, here before us tonight. The Natural Resource Special Exception, as the public hearing notice indicates, is to allow the filling in of some wetlands, wetland buffers, and wetland setbacks. In exchange, the city has a natural resource special exception process that can allow those things, and we typically require mitigation. The applicant is proposing mitigation. They're creating a new wetland. They're creating some new wetland setbacks and new wetland buffers, and also enhancing the woods that are immediately south of the wetland, which is labeled number 2 on that map on the left. As part of that mitigation, there are a staff report, staff recommendation. We are recommending approval with a number of conditions. The only other thing I would note is that the natural resource special exception is specifically related to the school and the parking lot. There are some small wetlands that would be filled in for this with the associated setbacks and buffers.
So for those of you who weren't here last meeting, sorry, but what has changed from last meeting to this?
The issue last time for the natural resource special exception was the maps didn't, the numbers and delineations on the maps didn't match one another and didn't match the text that would describe what was happening. There was a number of iterations from the first time they prepared the plans to the time they took it to Plan Commission. So that was one of the changes. It was confusing what was being lost, what was being changed, and the actual acreages for all this. So that was a big part that changed. It cleaned all that up. Also, some of the maps and some of the numbers didn't match for what they were proposing to do in terms of the mitigation. They've corrected most of those, but not all of those. Part of the reason for that, though, is we caught at the last minute prior to the, or about the same time we were sending out the materials, that the acreages for some of these wetland buffers and wetland setbacks were more than the public hearing notice. We were concerned that if it was substantially more than what was noticed in the public hearing, there's a chance we might have to do the public hearing over again. So the applicant, the school district, is proposing to reduce those impacts by shrinking some of the stormwater management, shrinking some of the grading, moving things over a little bit. So they are now impacting less than what's in the public hearing notice. But we still have to get the maps to confirm all that. So that's one of the added conditions I would be asking for tonight if the Planning Commission wants to recommend approval. Other things is they provided me more details. We had conditions the last time about providing more details on the seed mix and the mitigation. They provided most but not all of that information, so there's a condition or two related to that to get the rest of the details that I was looking for. So there are less conditions this time. I am comfortable with the amount of information. What they've given us now is comparable to what most projects give us. So I'm comfortable recommending approval with a couple conditions.
You're the zoning administrator, but I'm going to ask the city attorney. Mr. City Attorney, the public hearing notice is still appropriate with the applicants reducing to that amount?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Below the notified amounts.
Thank you. Okay. Joe, it's your turn, but let's put the drawings on the table. Or Mr. Cloutier, whoever, grab a mic. And, of course, name and address.
Mark Cloutier, Franklin Public Schools, Manager of Buildings and Grounds, 8255 West Forest Hill Avenue. We are seeking approval tonight for the National Resource Special Exception. We have met all the original conditions with what we had Mr. Deedle outlined. We have been able to meet all those items. We were able to move the wetland. One of the issues last time was moving that one wetland number in the mitigation area, which is really that one.
We got a problem, Mark.
All right.
Let's put that drawing on that table so that camera can put it on those drawings.
Or he can move it up here.
Let's put it on the table so you can see it.
Would you just sit there and be quiet? Over that way, Joe. Stop. Well, you move to him.
Now, see, behind you.
Well, okay. Here we go. Is that all right?
It's not the same one as
the other one. The stand, please. No, the other
one. It's best on the monitors, folks. Just so you know.
That's why we moved it to the stand at the request because it was cloudy up there.
Okay, who goes to the penalty box on that one? All right, Mr. Cloutier.
I'll bring those cameras down.
Okay, folks, I'm pretty loosey-goosey, and I like to have a good time, but let's now go to the respectful mode, and that means me too. Mr. Cloutier.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we've worked hard to meet the recommendations and conditions that Mr. Deedle has laid out for us. We've moved that wetland right here. This is the proposed conditions. We've moved that wetland approximately 50 feet off the property line to give more tree buffer. We've added more trees in that area. That was one of the big ones. We've corrected all the tables. We're working with him on all the new conditions. They're minor in manner, and we'll be able to meet all those needs. We are seeking approval tonight. What we did do, though, is we've tried to make, and if we can put the other one up, Carl. Right. What we've tried to do is to explain it a little bit better where the water was going and where it's going to go now.
Ma'am. Folks, I understand all of this. I was just about, before we were interrupted, to ask Mark to join us at the table and use his finger on the map. So please, let me run the meeting. You guys, you'll have your time to ask.
Very good.
Okay. And I will try. I've done this for a while, so I kind of understand where you're coming from. So avoid outbursts, please.
Not an outburst. Can you tell us where we live on that map? Where do you live? In the condo?
In the Tuckaway Shores.
Yeah. Again, let us move this thing forward, and then we'll do that. So, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Because we do this all the time. Tuckaway Shores is right here. Okay? The creek kind of runs right here, and then goes through underneath your driveway and into your pond. Okay? The end of this, Lake Point is over here. Don't move back. This is Forest Hill Avenue. Well, you'll see it on the monitor. Mm-hmm. This is Forest Hill Avenue. Got to do this backwards.
This is Forest Hill Avenue right here. This is the entrance drive to Forest Park Middle School. This is the loop. This is the existing parking. If you look at this, this is the existing building.
Just use your finger mark because you're blocking your hand blocks. There you go.
This is the existing building. Okay, this is the existing loop. This is the parking. This is the existing pond. This is a wetland where the water flows off now. And that's the one that comes in south of, and I was just talking to her, 8408, I think, Kenny Polinas, one of your neighbors. This is the water that comes in to your lake from south of her building. This is the water that comes into your lake from behind your dumpsters. Okay? This water here goes across the front of the neighbor's yards, Virginia and Matt. It goes across the front and joins this. After going through their front yards, it joins up with this, and it all comes out at that same spot behind your dumpsters. This is what happens now. This is an area we're not touching at all, including that pond. We're not touching that at all. We're not changing anything. This is, and I don't know if Mr. Reedy's in the audience today, but this is how it sheets off into his property. This goes into this wetland. So really the water goes here, 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 and here. Okay? This is existing. This is new. This is proposed. As you can see, the water still goes here, 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 and here. What we're doing is moving a wetland, and if you look at the, it would be the northeast corner of our parking lot area. Right in here. These are the wetlands that we're affecting. Not the pond, and not the waterway to your property, into the lake. So we're moving these basically to here. And that's our mitigation at 1.5 times, correct?
Yes.
At 1.5 times, so we're taking away 9,950 square feet of wetland, and we're creating somewhere near 15,000 over here. That's area two. That water still goes into that access way. This still goes that way. This goes here like it used to, except it stopped at the wetland. Then this goes here. This, we've narrowed this down so that there's less, only the city right-of-way water will be going into their front yards. We'll be picking it up in this basin here, and then that goes in and then takes the same flow direction it always did.
Mr. Cloutier.
Yes.
So what's going through our neighbors' minds right now is are you increasing the volume? And are you increasing the flow? Or are you decreasing the volume and decreasing the flow? Or are you keeping it the same?
We're keeping it the same. What we're doing is slowing it down. I don't know if that's what you meant by flow.
Yes.
We're slowing it down. The example that Commissioner Fowler, and it was strictly an example that he used last time, was that whereas the water might have gotten to your lake in 30 minutes, or now it might take 8 to 12 hours. The other piece I'd like to explain to you is that Your island is at 768 feet above sea level. So your water must be maybe 785. I'm sorry, 768, 767. We're up at around 780, 782. The floor of the building is at 786. That's over 12 feet of fall over a very short period of time. I'm not sure it would be possible for us to stop the water.
Well, they don't want you to.
Correct. But even if you did, I don't think we could.
Okay.
Another thing, in talking to Penny, she had a few concerns about the possibility, are the buses going to be right in my back door? Well, no. The buses now, the buses are here now. The buses are going to be over here now, later. Here's the bus loop, right here. And there's the building. So they're going to be on the opposite side of the building from where they are now. The windows don't open in the building. They're not operable. We'll condition the air. We'll ventilate it properly. Another thing that's brought up was soils. We've done soil boring. We're designing to the soil capacity. We have structural engineers and professionals that are able to manage that. And I guess that's all I can say.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. All right. So this is a public hearing. So here's the ground rule, since most of you have never done this before. We try to keep it to 3 minutes a person. We always want people to be respectful and ask good questions, which they always do. It's come up. And the city attorney, because this is a natural resources special exception, and we ask that you limit your comments to the handling of the natural resources, the city attorney will swear you in, ask you to give oath to what you're about to say, give your name and address, speak your piece. We like to have, since there's a good crowd here, everybody get one turn around before we go back and get multiple. So, given that, this public hearing is already open. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Come forward to the microphone and give us your name, Mr. City Attorney.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Please state your name and address.
Molly Timonen, 7762 Tahoe Shores Drive. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to fill everyone in how this all started. Because when we were at the last meeting, a lot of information was not shared. Going back to even the letter that I never received a letter about this. It's only a handful of homeowners that did. So fortunately or unfortunately to some, I did hear of this meeting and came. And at the last meeting, I was inquiring about the altering of wetlands, if there was a guarantee that it would not affect our lake. And at that time, there was silence. Nothing was shared at that point. I did later on speak with Joe Dolan.
Doyle.
I apologize saying it incorrectly. And I had mentioned that because there was silence when I had asked that question. And he said they didn't have enough information. So I thank you for coming up with more information. And I had also inquired after the meeting that if there was a walk around of our property to see how potentially this project could affect us. And I received slight nods, but there was nothing verbally acknowledging the fact that, oh, yes, we walked around, we saw this and this. So I understand there was a walk around just recently. And then later in the discussion also you did bring up about the slowing of the water. How you mentioned how slow it would be, about 8 hours. Is there a possibility it could dissipate back into the ground with all the concrete in that area? I know that's a question of concern that was brought up to me too. And lastly, at the there was no mention about DNR involvement at the last meeting. And because of that, there was concern. And I think had this been more open, more homeowners aware, received the letter about this meeting, you won't get angry, anxious comments. So I will encourage the people of Tuckaway Shores to please not speak in anger, but please ask questions respectfully. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Deedle, do you want to address the DNR involvement, please?
Yes. The applicants have obtained from the DNR concurrence with the wetland delineations. That's a step that's not only required by the DNR regulations themselves, but it's required by the city as well. So they have DNR approval of their wetland delineations. The next step in the process is to get DNR approval of filling those wetlands. I don't know where they are in that process. The city typically doesn't need to know that. We will not issue any building permits until they obtain that DNR approval. That is our normal process.
Thank you very much. You need to use the microphone, sir, because we're recording it. Please.
You want me up there?
Please. Thank you very much. Please raise your right hand.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Tamaro, 7760 West Tuckaway Shores Drive.
Go ahead, sir.
I have 2 points. One is a question, and the other one is a question of proper order for these permits. First of all, the question is on what authority has it been determined that the water flow will be slowed from 30 minutes to 8 hours? And then just to get the other one out in the open, and I'll go back, it seems to me that if Tuckaway Shores, the water in the lake at Tuckaway Shores is a centerpiece of our living environment. If that water is damaged at all, it's going to severely affect property values of every single condominium there, which constitutes about more than $500,000 in property taxes that get paid on that property. It would seem to me that Tuckaway Shores should be entitled to an independent representative to oversee the work that's being done by the Department of Natural Resources, and somebody who is an environmental attorney or has some other skills that can judge the accuracy of the estimates that are being made. Because once these cuts are made, or what I mean by cuts is once you put a shovel in the ground, the damage is going to be done and there's going to be no turning back. So I'll rest that, leave that open for discussion.
Okay. Mr. Deedle, on the on his question regarding authority.
You want me to go back?
You may have something to follow up with.
Okay. Right.
I want to save you the exercise.
Right.
Just like any project, small or large, the city typically approves with conditions that they obtain their permits and approvals from the other agencies who have those experts, like the DNR. So as I previously mentioned, they get no building permit until they get their DNR approvals. They get no building permit until they get approved stormwater management plan. And that approved stormwater management plan is reviewed, correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, that stormwater management plan is approved and recommended for approval by our consultants who are professionals in reviewing those plans as well.
Assistant City Engineer Arnold.
You're correct, and we review their reviews as well, certainly, and like you said, they also need their DNR approval and their MMSD approval before a shovel can go in the ground.
And the storm is, for those who don't know, stormwater management is the report and the maps and the plan that will verify all that information. Where is the water now? Which way does it go now? Where will it be when this construction gets done? How is it going to get there? How long does it get there? The amounts that get there? All that information will be contained in this stormwater management plan. So our rules are the same rules that the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District and the state of Wisconsin have. In some instances, stricter. The MMSD is stricter than the state's.
Boy, we're getting into deep water here.
That's what we do for every project.
Well, you are, but let's be respectful and let one person finish first. But go ahead, sir.
I understand that civil engineers make these computations and put them in the reports. But I also understand that all of those payrolls are from government payrolls. It's a one-sided system. There needs, in my opinion, when there are properties at stake, the interested parties should have a representative whose loyalties are seen as in their court to to make sure these numbers are accurate, not just lipstick on the proverbial pig. Any comment on getting an independent representative to represent Tuckaway Shores people in these matters to make sure the numbers that are being provided are accurate?
Well, understand that that you have elected me and Alderman Dandrea to look out for you, and that's part of our job. Our staff is these guys and Miss Arnold here who are looking out for, believe me, they are looking out for you, and the school board folks will nod up and down. Yes, in fact, they are looking out for the residents.
With all due respect, sir, I understand that. However, there are rolling conflicts of interest in all of these situations, and it's always better to have a third balancing pole supporting the system than simply elected officials who can shrug their shoulders once the damage has been done.
Mr. Deedle, you had your hand up.
And I would mention that, again, we have consultants, city-paid consultants, not developer-paid consultants, city-paid consultants, professionals with certifications, professional engineers who could run the risk of losing their certification if they don't do a proper job reviewing these plans. It's as independent as we can get. It's not paid for by them. It's paid for by the city professionals.
Sure. Now, certainly, if Tuckaway Shores wants to hire a PE,
that's what I am now.
On Tuckaway Shores' dime, we can provide all the documents to them as well, but the city taxpayers are already paying once for it.
That's as long as we have the freedom to meet separately and vote for that. I thank you for that information.
Here's a document. You want to take it with you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Don't give me the opportunity to say I offered it to you and you didn't take it.
I've been living there for 30 years, semi-retired. I'll participate in it.
Okay.
I'm not going to let it.
Well, believe me, Mark's looking out for you, so am I, so is the staff. So it's okay. Anyone else? Sitting and raising your hand doesn't help. Get out of the chair.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Candy Pegarero, 8316 South Tuckaway Shores Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. Good luck with the last name.
Figerora.
Pegorarro.
Oh, with a P, I'm sorry.
My biggest concern right now is the parking lot. I see where everything's going. However, when we get the big storms, I'm worried about runoff, because when you've got driveways, you're going to get oil, you're going to get grease, you're going to get all kinds of dirt. All of that going into the wetlands, this stuff was shut off and it shouldn't be doing. Concerned that that oil is going to go into the lake, to the wetlands, again, feeding our lake, and that's what pollutes our lake. We pay a lot to keep that lake clean. Again, as the gentleman said, this is our property value. A lot of us have lived there a long time. Love where we live, and there are people who enjoy the lake. Some people just buy the property to look at the lake. So that's a big concern. How can we be assured that during a big storm, any storm, we're not going to get runoff? Are the driveways, the parking lots going to be pitched so we don't have that concern? I mean, what can we see that says, you know what, there shouldn't be a problem? Yeah, maybe. Once in a while, I worked for a company that dealt with Milwaukee waste management because we had different products. We produced food. When there was overflow, we had issues with the city. We got sued. Should have been. My concern here is we don't want to sue, but what can we receive that says we're going to keep a clean lake?
Okay. Assistant City Engineer Sarah Arnold, she's a professional engineer and licensed.
Right. And I should point out, first of all, the big storms really don't cause the dirt, if you will, to leave the driveway. It's the first flush. It's the smaller storms. They have an 80% TSS removal they have to meet for new development. 40
total
for
suspended.
Total
solids,
suspended solids. For anything coming off the site that they have to meet. 40% for any prorated redevelopment areas. It's probably going to be cleaner now, because when this was built, they didn't have the standards that they have to meet now. So that's why they're putting in the filters and certain things they are. And the final report isn't out. My guess is the water, the runoff will be cleaner coming out after the development than it is now, probably.
Is there some way we can have some communication with the Cutaway Shores Board so we can keep our residents happy and content and informed? Because that's the main thing. We want to be able to be informed where things are at. And it doesn't have to be a 20-page long thing. Just something saying, you know what, this part's going in now, this is what we're looking at.
It's all going in at once, isn't it?
That's a couple of parts to answer. Through our city approval process, yes, and Alderman Dandrea will spearhead that with the staff for you, okay? Construction, that's going to have to be up to the school board. And Mr. Cloutier, may I take your duties, Madam Superintendent? Mr. Cloutier would probably, you're not nodding, Judy. I would guess that Mr. Cloutier would be the contact point. He's nodding, so. So get each of them one name or two names, and we'll go from there. Absolutely. But not 182.
No, and like I said, I don't mind the 20, 40, 50, 100 long page reports. Super, thank you.
Okay, there were other hands, please. No, here's how we handle that. Ladies first. Ladies first. Okay.
Before beauty.
See, I said ladies first.
Eight before beauty, I said.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Groves, Groves, 8405 South 76th Street.
Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead.
Good evening. Yeah. I don't hear too good, so.
Oh,
okay, I guess the one question that I have is, what's the rush? Seems like we don't have the final DNR report or information that you still don't have on what's going to happen to the water. Is it going to be dirty water? Is it going to be clean water? How much water? We have estimates. But it seems to me like there's a lot of information still missing. Why are we rushing to fund this or to approve this before we have all the information that we need? A
couple answers to that question. First one is we, the city, do our approval processes based on the request of the applicants. It's not for us to slow people down unless we're not getting what we need. We do a lot of these. So the routine that you're hearing us go through, actually this is the second public hearing on the same issue.
First which, I heard
of. I don't know about that. But this is a continuation. That's pretty unusual for us. So it's not being rushed through the city, but time is money with everything. Let me address the DNR thing. DNR says city has to give approvals first before they give theirs. We would like the DNR to be first, but they won't do it that way. So we're not pushing anything faster than is our normal routine, and actually this is a little bit slower than normal.
So neither the city nor the DNR has finished their report?
No, that's not correct. The city has the information it needs to move forward with approvals, not building permits. It's two different things.
Yeah, I understand, but okay. For us who live in the wake of this thing, it is important.
Absolutely, and it's important to us as well.
The question I have is, why can't we get all the information and all the feel good about this instead of feeling like we're kind of, you know, in the middle of it? Everybody wants to get this done. The school wants it to be built. It's going to change everything. One way or the other, it's going to change how we live in Tuckaway and Shores. It's going to change it. Okay. Whether we luck out or we don't luck out, you know, time will tell. But it seems to me like there's still a lot of information missing that I would like to understand before the actual project is approved to go ahead.